The Auditorium, Where Monsters Live. 6. Dawn, Part 1. On the first Saturday of October, just before noon, as promised, Ryohei Tsubune arrived at Eriko's residence from JR Ofuna Station by taxi. Elder Suga, his senior, is absorbed in taking care of bonsai in the garden. The sunshine is strong. Potted plants are turning into beautiful colors. This two-story house with a wide garden on the hill in the suburbs of Kamakura City is where Suga and his son's family lived until the fall last year. Tsubune says to himself, the senior is at ease here more than at his home in the new condominium. The elderly, coming to the age of 85 next month, smiled to his junior with scissors in hand, wearing a Tyrolean hat and a sweater of red turtleneck. Eriko also smiles and welcomes him, apparently busy in the preparation for lunch. Marino Miso is with Eriko, helping her. Tsubune knows she's making the most of Eriko's painting school under the excuse to the managing work for her aunt. She greets him, putting palms together in a Cambodian style and smiling with a long face and large pupils. The light green dress with a Krama scarf of Cambodian culture is eye-catching. It is surely her boyfriend's choice. Tsubune gets out to the garden and gazes at the elderly taking care of the bonsai. The sun-trimming twigs reflects off the grass in the clear air. It is a fine autumn weather with no wind. Mount Fuji is invisible, blocked by high roofs in the neighborhood, but the view of Hakone Mountains is superb. Here you are, Sushi Gozan, a delivery man's voice at the entrance. Mary is receiving him. Suga cuts short the bonsai and goes to the bathroom. After a while, Eriko calls, "To the table, please." The rectangular table is set up in the middle of the Western-style room of 12 jo, 40 square meters. The sushi gozen dishes by which Suga usually treats guests are before four of them. Tsubune has paid attention to the audio system before the meal. "May I?" He's already going there. There are hundreds of CDs on the rack by the audio, most of which are classical music. He notices the speakers and his expression changes. "Yamaha NS-1000. All the same with his own. This system used to be popular. He bought it about 20 years ago under the strong advice of his friend of classical music. One speaker weighs over 30 kilograms, which is the main cause of his backache. He chose Gustav Mahler's Symphony No. 7, which consists of two CDs. It is played by Czech Philharmonic Orchestra with Václav Neumann, a conductor, and the total playing time is a little over 80 minutes. Tsubune might have some expectation, puts the second CD on the tray. The beginning is the fourth movement, the song of the night, leading to the last movement, the dawn. Weak sound of strings and a flute is played at the beginning, which reminds him of the daybreak on the peak of Mount Naeba several years ago. He says, "I like this part of the symphony." Eriko also seems to be deeply impressed and says, "I do too. It's the song of the night. I listen to it often when staying in Florence." While eating the dish, Tsubune watches a hanging scroll on the wall of the alcove. 異常の蝶を景人を潤し、各社生成、流色新たなり。君に進む、さらに尽くせ、一杯の酒。西の方、洋館をいずれば、個人なからん。We are at Ijo, thanks to the morning rain. The dust on the road got moist, and the willow trees are green around the inn. Take another cup, and say, when you leave Yokan on the west, you will have no friend to drink with. Suga smiles, looking at Tsubune's appearance, and says, it is a very famous poem of Oi. I got it at Shiyan, long time ago. Eriko looks satisfied with his talk, giving a hint that the scroll is fit well with this room. She says, I asked him to leave it here in this too, pointing out the upper chandelier made of Bohemian crystal. Returning her eyes to the scroll, she seeks Tsubune's agreement. You already listened to Mahler's music, Das Lied von der Erde, the song of the earth, didn't you? Then, do you know always another poem of farewell is sung in it? The contents are different from the scroll, but the meaning behind is the same. I listen to Mahler while watching the scroll. The earth, friend, and sake. Tsubune pretends understandable. The elder grins at Eriko's proud expression. The talk is far from the main subject. After lunch for a while, listening to Mahler on the background. When it comes to the talk on the painting class, Marie brings her works from another room. For Tsubune's comment with compliment, she answers pleased and explains in detail. The Cambodian boyfriend now seems to be out of her mind. The cool wind is carried from the clear garden through the open window. The grass in the garden is bright and green, which made Suga enjoyable and much more troublesome for 30 years until last year. The maintenance work was his own job, so he could not always ask his family for help. In spite of his trouble, all of his guests wanted to admire the grass more than anything else. It had to be his daily work on Saturday and Sundays, but he neglected often because of some indispensable business. Especially in recent years, it was a depressed load to the elderly. Therefore, it was mostly left to a dealer. Eriko's maintenance is so perfect that the elderly is surprised and impressed. The long lunch finished with the dessert of pears. Continue to 6, Dome Part 2.